Hello, welcome back to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Hi. So, how do you or how should you change bad habits? Because we've talked a lot about, you know, being late and how we can make little small improvements for that.
Right.
When we talked about
I guess we just have to keep reminding ourselves, sort of, right?
Yeah.
Like, say if you forget to, like, turn off the lights or the TV after you use, you know, you actually turn them on, you probably have to just, like, keep telling yourself or have, like, sticky notes.
Yes.
Yeah, or something like that. Or what else can you do to change bad habits?
Well, actually, like, sometimes when you're at work, we are forgetful of things, right? And one easy way to do that is to have a planner or to also write sticky notes. So when you're at work, you kind of remind yourself, okay, I have to do these things. And I think in some ways in life, you have to try to incorporate that. So maybe near the light switch, you can have a sticky note that says, turn off the lights. Or you can have someone remind you when you're leaving the house to say, don't forget to turn off the lights. And I think once you start getting into the habit of things, it becomes natural for you. You forget that you have these bad
habits. That's true. But how do I change the bad habit of being late? We'll have to find out from today.
Reading. Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Laura's Early Morning Blues. Pat considers how he can help Laura.
What time do you go to bed?
Usually fast asleep around 1 or 2 in the morning.
Maybe you should try going to sleep earlier?
No way. My favorite show is on at 11 p.m., and I can't miss it.
All right. Walk me through your typical morning.
My alarm goes off at 7 a.m., but I guess I always hit the snooze button.
How long do you fall back to sleep?
It feels like 10 minutes. But when I look at the clock, it's almost an hour later.
You should turn off the snooze function and put your alarm on the other side of the room.
How will that help?
If you have to get up to turn it off, you'll probably feel awake.
Maybe. But I can easily fall asleep whenever and wherever I am.
It's still worth a try. Anyway, have fun cleaning the school.
Laura frowns and Pat laughs as he walks away.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Pat considers how he can help Laura.
What time do you go to bed?
Usually fast asleep, around 1 or 2 in the morning.
Maybe you should try going to sleep earlier?
No way! My favorite show is on at 11 p.m., and I can't miss it!
All right. Walk me through your typical morning.
My alarm goes off at 7 a.m., but I guess I always hit the snooze button.
How long do you fall back to sleep?
It feels like 10 minutes, but when I look at the clock, it's almost an hour later.
You should turn off the snooze function and put your alarm on the other side of the room.
How will that help?
If you have to get up to turn it off, you'll probably feel awake.
Maybe. But I can easily fall asleep whenever and wherever I am.
It's still worth a try. Anyway, have fun cleaning the school. Laura frowns and Pat laughs as he walks away.
All right, so the article again starts off with a little explanation of scenario. Mm-hmm. So Pat considers how he can help Laura. So he really wants to help Laura change this bad habit. So Pat asks her, what time do you go to bed? Okay, what time do you go to bed? So when you go to bed, it just means what time do you go to sleep?
Right.
We can also say hit the sack. We can also say call it a day or get some shut eye.
哦，这些都还蛮重要的，也蛮常出现的，对不对 ？OK， 所以我觉得这个派人真的很好哦，他很真心诚意想要来帮，就是我怎么样，就是可能可以早点睡觉啦之类，然后不迟到、哦，所以他当然就一开始想要了解我的作息。他说：“哎 ，Laura， 你都几点上床睡觉？”呢 ，OK， 那我们刚刚是用 go to bed， 那其实去睡觉啦，或是休息啦，等等，有很多的说法，不只是 go to bed 或是 sleep， 你也可以用 hit the sack， 或者是 call it a day， 或者是 get some shut eye， 因为有没有闭眼睛，其实就是休息要睡觉，或者我个人也很喜欢一个，就是 catch some Z
啊，
就是很多 Z， 有没有像漫画，如果你要打瞌睡，就很多那种爱困的 Z Z Z 的符号会出现。
That's true. So next, Laura says, I'm usually fast asleep around 1 or 2 in the morning. Now, when you're fast asleep, it means your eyes are shut and you're in a really, really deep sleep. You don't toss and turn and you don't, you know, wake up all night wanting and waiting to sleep. So, when you are asleep, you put A-S-L-E-E-P together. It means it's an adjective to describe you to be sleeping.
OK， 所以这时候我就回派说，哎，我通常就是凌晨一两点就会很快的就是入睡睡着哦。哎，这里我们看到 asleep 这个字其实就有睡着的意思，那 fast asleep 其实就是很快入睡，所以是蛮好睡的一个人啦。那当然你也可以用 deeply or sound asleep 来表示你睡得非常沉。 OK， 那如果你是 half asleep， 哎，可能睡眠品质不太好，像就是半梦半醒之间。那有时候呢，如果睡得很沉呢，你可能还会打鼾。打鼾的英文就是 snore。 OK， but some people don't snore.
Yeah. I think I hope I don't snore. I think it would be really funny.
Okay, I'm gonna sleep over at your house one day and I'll come with you. And I'll probably go to sleep earlier than you'll go.
And put on Facebook.
I don't remember.
Okay. Alright, so next Pat says, maybe you should try going to sleep earlier. Okay, so he's saying that going to bed around 1 or 2 is really too late. And actually, a lot of doctors suggest that we should go to sleep at 10 p.m. because it's the best time to sleep. Because our bodies, they work so hard during the day.
Okay.
So around 10 or 11 p.m. at night, it starts to shut down and prepare the body for sleep.
True, I heard that too. Okay, 这个 Pat 当然就说，哎呀，一点到两点，或许你可以试着早点睡哦。其实我也有听说，好像十点、十一点啊，最好赶快入睡，因为对肝好像比较好。可是真的真的很难呢。
I know, of course it's difficult to go to bed every day at 10. So that's why I think doctors say as long as you're able to get at least 8 hours of sleep is better. Than staying up really, really, really late and only getting a few hours of sleep.
Okay, 当然呢，如果你也是可能会不小心熬夜的人，但是呢，你至少要怎么样呢？每天睡八个小时，但是我也觉得很难。Actually, know lots of people only sleep for like 6 hours at the most.
No wonder on the weekend people sleep in a lot because they're trying to make up for all this lost time.
That's true.
All right, so Laura says, no way. She's not going to sleep. Nope.Any earlier. She says, my favorite show is on at 11 p.m. and I can't miss it. I'm curious, what show is this?
Okay, I'll tell you later. 所以我就当然跟 Pat 说，不可能，我最喜欢的节目是晚上11点才开始，我不能错过它。It's this Korean drama that I'm watching right now. It's so good.
So that's why she has to keep up and make sure she's on top of the story.
I know.
I see, all right. So Pat then says, all right, walk me through your typical morning. He's very understanding, and he's like, okay, I understand. It's hard to go to sleep so early. You want to watch your favorite show. And he asks Laura what her mornings are like. Okay, so Pat used a phrase. He said, walk me through. So what does that mean? Let's take a look at our shortcut for you to learn more.
Shortcut for you.
What have you found so far?
Well, we think the spy entered the building through the window.
Okay, why don't you walk me through what he did next?
Listen, I'd love to go on a walk, but we have to catch a dangerous criminal. We don't have any time to waste.
Oh, that's not what I mean. To walk somebody through something means to carefully explain something to someone.
Alright, so to walk somebody through something means 为某人详细解说某事。
That's right.
Well, we think that after the spy was in the room, he turned off the alarm system.
That way he could steal the historic jewels.
That's right. Nobody knew they were gone until the next day.
But it looks like there are some signs of a struggle in the next room.
Right. Let me walk you through what happened before the spy left.
OK, 刚刚有听懂我们 Shortcut for You 要教你的是什么吗？那你就会了解刚刚派跟我说什么。他说好啦好啦，你详细为我说说你典型的早上是怎么样哦。Walk somebody through 就是详细的解说给另外一个人。OK, so what did I say?
So Laura says, my alarm goes off at 7 a.m, but I guess I always hit the snooze button. So you see, she does set an alarm, but automatically when it's 7, so same here. For me, I cannot wake up immediately and start to get ready. I have to, or I like to sleep a little bit more and to slowly wake up and let my brain, you know, say, hey, you know, it's time to wake up.
I
can't do
you,
that.
Right, totally. Okay, 是不是连 Tiffany 老师都是这样。OK, 刚刚我提到的就是说呢，这个我闹钟早上七点会响哦，但是呢，我猜我总是按了 snooze button, 还记得它是什么吗？就是贪睡按钮，而且真的睡一下很开心，感觉有赚到的感觉。
That's true. Pat says, how long do you fall back to sleep?
OK, 这时候呢 ,Pat 就很好奇啦，他其实可能小睡是一点点，他说诶对，你会回这个，你会睡回笼觉睡多久呢？
Laura says, it feels like 10 minutes, but when I look at the clock, it's almost an hour later, so yeah, she doesn't take a short nap, she takes a long nap, but it's okay, it happens to me too. Sometimes I have to set a lot of alarms to wake me up, so I can't just have one snooze button, because I know I'm going to keep snoozing the whole time, so I need to have another alarm to wake me up just in case.
And I think the snooze button will actually automatically stop at, like, you know, 10 or, you know,
that's true.
A few times.
When you hit it too many times, they just say, go to sleep.
So that's smart. You have to set another alarm time. Oh, that's funny. Oh, 原来 Timmy 老师也是有这样子的问题哦。OK, 所以刚刚回到课文我提到的是，诶，感觉好像是我睡了十分钟哦，可是当我看闹钟的时候，我不是小睡，我是睡了快一个小时。所以最好的方法就是可能要不能一直按，因为贪睡闹钟你可能按了几次之后它就会突然就它就是停了嘛，然后可能想说你应该要起来 you should
have
yeah, no, it's like, 你应该要起来了，我应该把你吵醒了。OK, 但是呢，如果你也是这样子的人的话，你或许可以多设几个时间。
That's right. So Pat says you should turn off the snooze function and put your alarm on the other side of the room. Yeah, so for some people it's really hard to wake up in the morning, so they need to go to really extreme measures to wake up. So have you heard of an alarm clock or this alarm mat that only turns off when you stand up and put your feet on it?
Yes, I have. And actually, I heard it from Celine, our really great friend. 就是我们的好朋友 Celine 其实有跟我提过，就是很像那种电子闹钟脚踏垫，它一定要等你就站上去确认你已经起床了才会关上这个闹钟，滴滴滴在响。可是我猜很多人可能还是会回去继续睡呀。
I think
so. OK, 所以 Pat 就有提到这个方法，说或许我可以把这个 snooze function 就是贪睡功能关掉，然后呢把闹钟放到房间的另外一头。
Oh, wow, no.
So I can walk all the way.
I know, I'm not doing that. I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
So he says turn off the snooze function. Now let's take a look at the word function. Okay, it's a noun and it means a basic task of a computer or for electronics. For example,smartphones have many basic functions now. They must perform the tasks of an alarm clock, a calculator, camera, MP3 player, and many more. So we call these functions.
OK, 那我们当然还要记得提醒大家，如果你要开关一些电器用品，尤其是像是 alarm, 当然要用 turn on 或是 turn off, 不要用 open 跟 close、
嗯、
那刚刚我们提到的就是要开启一些功能，英文就是 function, 像是手机当然就有很多功能，不只是这个闹钟我们提到的 alarm, 当然还有 camera, 对不对，就是相机啦，还有 MP3 player, 很多啦。
Alright, so next Laura says, how will that help?
对呀、啊、我也不知道这样有什么帮助耶。
Pat says, if you have to get up to turn it off, you'll probably feel awake.、Ah, so that's true. So for some people, they must really need to get out of bed to really wake up、oh. or feel awake. Now, we talked about asleep.Mm-hmm. Now we're going to take a look at the word awake. So、oh. when you're awake, it's also the same thing. You have to spell the word together, A-W-A-K-E,、mm-hmm. and it means to wake up from sleep. For example,、oh. there was a big earthquake in the middle of the night, and it left many of us、mm. awake. We couldn't go to sleep again. We are up.
真的 OK、mm-hmm. 所以 Pat 就说如果你得爬起来去关这个闹钟你可能会感觉比较清醒哦这里的 awake 就是有清醒的意思像是有时候呢如果你人太累的话呢你就很难怎么样 stay awake 就是保持清醒、uh-huh. 但是呢如果呢有时候可能likeIf you're lying awake, tossing and turning, 这可能就是表示你失眠了，你睡不着，有这样的问题。Some people have those problems.
Yeah.、Mm. Or we can also say when you drink coffee or tea late、oh. at night, it keeps me awake.
Oh.
It stops you from going to sleep. So remember the other phrases we learned earlier? So yes, you can say it stops、yeah. me from hitting the sack or getting some shut eye.
Okay.
All right. So next, Laura then says,Maybe, but I can easily fall asleep whenever and wherever I am.
而且我觉得它可能放在太远，我也听不到那个声音，所以我就会说，对啊，对啊，可能这个是有帮助，但是我随时随地都可以轻易入睡哟。
Yeah, so Pat says it's still worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
And he said anyway, he's very mean. He says anyway, have fun cleaning the school. So Laura gives him a frown, and Pat laughs as he walks away. So it is really hard to change.Your habits、mm. in one day, but he does say it's worth a try,、mm-hmm. meaning why not just try it out? When it's worth something, it just means that、use it as a suggestion, and that、right. maybe you should take this advice and listen to this advice closely and try to take action for it.
没错，最后我们提到的 worth a try 就是值得试试看 it's worth trying. 当然我们可以在 worth 后面加很多的东西，像是名词，比如说 Chicago is worth a visit. I think、uh-huh. you'll really like it.或者是呢、你也可以在 worth 后面加 ing、就是动词 ing 像是 The book 被讨厌的勇气 The courage of being hated is really worth reading、
mm.
Interesting
Yeah or、the movie Deadpool is worth checking out、
yeah.
Meaning you should really go and watch it
I know it's really funny And we also saw the word frown
So frown is basically when you smileIt's the opposite of that. When you frown, you feel upset. So that's why many people say, turn that frown upside down or turn that frown around.
I like that. Okay, frown 当然就是你嘴巴这个有呈现不开心的形状，嘴角往下。但它的相反当然就是 smile, 开心的表情咯。Okay, let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, so our For You chat for today is, how do you make sure that you're not late for school in the morning?
There's no way you can. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, so maybe, yeah, we can get that mat. That sounds、
yes.
useful. And the one, actually, Tiffany mentioned that one. I'm going to try that. I'm going to set my alarm clock at different, like maybe like...10 or 15 minutes after.
I thought you meant 10 or 15 times.
Okay.
No.
Every two
minutes.
Maybe two or three times. That should wake me up, I think.
You get first warning, second warning.
I haven't tried it yet. Okay.
And third warning.
Okay. Or get your mom to wake
you
up.
Yes, that's the best alarm clock in the world. Yeah, when your mom comes to wake you up, that is scary.
So annoying, mom.
But it is scary.
I know.
Because they're really loud.
Oh my God. And they keep coming back, no matter what you say,
so
right?
So actually, I think that's the best alarm clock that you can
gosh,
have.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I hope my mom's not watching this.
Actually, it'd be great if your mom could wake you up for work. I think that would be really, they're the best alarm clocks in the world.
Yeah, okay, but maybe she needs her beauty sleep, and
oh,
she's
true.
Like, oh my gosh,
she's
why do I have to get up earlier than you?
You're so old and it has to wake you up.
So funny. Okay, so you guys have to figure this out, okay? So how do you make sure that you're not late for school in the morning? Yeah, you guys are not sure, right?
Okay.
Well, we're out of time, so we'll probably see you next time. Until next time, I'm Laura.
And I'm Tiffany.
Goodbye. Bye.
Laura's Early Morning Blues. Pat considers how he can help Laura. What time do you go to bed?
Usually fast asleep, around 1 or 2 in the morning.
Maybe you should try going to sleep earlier?
No way! My favorite show is on at 11 p.m., and I can't miss it!
All right. Walk me through your typical morning.
My alarm goes off at 7 a.m., but I guess I always hit the snooze button.
How long do you fall back to sleep?
It feels like 10 minutes, but when I look at the clock, it's almost an hour later.
You should turn off the snooze function and put your alarm on the other side of the room.
How will that help?
If you have to get up to turn it off, you'll probably feel awake.
Maybe, but I can easily fall asleep whenever and wherever I am.
It's still worth a try. Anyway, have fun cleaning the school. Laura frowns and Pat laughs as he walks away.
Vocabulary Review. Asleep. When Mr. Smith works late, his kids are often asleep when he gets home. Function. What is the function of the Alt key on my computer keyboard? Awake. Mark never feels truly awake until he has his morning cup of coffee. Worth. Training for that race was really hard work, but it was worth it. Frown. The teacher frowned as he saw the mistakes on his students' homework.